All right, so welcome to episode 9 of 3 Car Garage with James and
Hello.
Rick. This week we have decided amongst ourselves that we're going to do a budget-based one. However, our three cars are going to be, one's going to be £1,000, one's going to be £50,000, and the final one will be £150,000. And to mix it up a little bit, all three have to be from different continents. So you can't have, say, two European cars or three European cars. You have to have, like, a European, Japanese or Australasian or an American car, just to mix it up a bit. So I have picked two definite. Yep, they are in different continents. I just had to check. I was like,
just doing a little bit of geography there just to make sure.
And I'm fairly sure James, who always does a lot more research than me, has picked all three.
You say it has more research. What you mean is has more time at the moment.
Yes, yeah, I am pretty busy. Putting it mildly. So let's
sacking me off.
Let's do what we did last week. But I don't want to make it too easy. So without mentioning the Land Rover Discovery, how has your week been? What have you done?
Other than that, it's been quite a quiet week. As I mentioned before, I resigned from my job 3 weeks ago, so I'm now enjoying my final week there before I start my new one.
Final countdown.
It is indeed. I'm now, 48 hours left in that place. It's been good. My handovers are all done. I'm now doing lots of thumb twiddling and a fair bit of car hunting, hence why I'm quite well prepared for today's episode.
Yeah.
I know you said you wouldn't mention it, but I've also been testing Land Rover Discovery.
Can't mention it. For everyone listening, you're going to have to wait for the blog.
Yeah, there will be some proper stuff on it, unless you follow me on Instagram, in which case I've already said basically how I feel.
Yes.
But there will be more.
The last we mention of it.
Apart from the photography.
We're going to take some photos tomorrow. They'll be on the blog, probably my Instagram as well.
Like a real view, which would be interesting.
Yeah.
So how about you?
Yeah.
How's your week been?
Mine's been really, really hectic. The day job has been mad because we're sending some cars out to the Spar F1 this weekend for demo runs.
Nice.
I have been taking photos of various things. I completed my baby photo shoot. I did the mum side of the shoot, which I probably won't post to my Instagram. It's not really my thing at all. I may put them on my Facebook page, but I've got enough babies on my Instagram already. One, in fact.
That's enough.
Yes. Yeah. I took some photos of some fast stuff. I took some photos of some slow stuff. I went and took some photos of a Guinness Book of Records cricket match.
How was that?
That was actually really interesting. Like, I've never really taken photos of cricket before, so it was a little bit of a challenge, but quite enjoyable. Like, I think I got some cool shots, which I will share shortly.
Did it make you realise how great cricket is to watch?
It's so incredibly dull.
I mean, offended.
Yeah, well, I mean, I played it at school, and I found it dull to play. Yeah, it's just not the sport for me, to be honest.
That's fair. I mean, I spent literally all of the last weekend with either one headphone stuck in my ear, listening to on my phone, or ignoring everyone at events, or having it on full blast in the car with the aircon on because DAB is the saviour.
From what I understand, one guy hit that ball really well a couple of times.
I mean, that does sum it up in a nutshell quite nicely. The fact that I nearly threw my beer in the air at a barbecue while I was completely ignoring the whole event because I had my headphones in and I was fixated on the end of the game. But yeah, I mean, to sum it up, that's basically what happened. Yep. A ball was thrown by one guy, another guy hit it really hard several times, and then there was a winner.
So just a very quick shout out, the Blunham Cricket Club. Find them on Instagram. They're doing this world record challenge for the longest cricket match ever played. They're doing it for charity, so get on their Instagram, find their Just Giving link, and send them a bit of money. Help them out.
So am I right in thinking that's over 160 odd hours they have to play for, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah. They've held the record twice before. So they will break the record at about 10:30 on Friday night.
Nice.
And I gather they're going to carry on playing for a period of time after.
Cool. So I actually heard about the time frame in this and them doing it through another podcast, which, strangely enough, okay, a cricket podcast that I listen to because I'm very cool. And so that's how I know about that. So good for them. Sounds awesome.
Sorry, go tell me about how cool you are with your cricket podcast.
Well, you know, I basically spend my days writing about cars and listening to cricket. I'm basically a 65-year-old man with a tobacco-stained moustache, but without any of that.
That is one day. Truly hot imagery right there. Yes. Okay, so, yeah, massive shout-out to my friend Dave, who's playing in that match, and all the guys involved.
Really well, Dave. To do. Go well.
Yep. They're supporting the Sue Ryder charity, which is like a care home for the elderly and infirmed. Who are brilliant as well. We have one local. Great stuff. Okay, so should we start like talking about cars?
Yeah. So I think every week,
cricket a lot.
Every episode, you pick on me to go first. So I feel I think 9 episodes in, I think it's time for you to step up.
9 episodes in, I reckon I've done 5.
I don't think you've been first in any of them. I mean, I'll happily ask someone else to listen and let me know. But I'm pretty sure I'm first every time.
If anyone's actually listened to all of our podcasts, like, keep it tally.
Well done.
Go back and listen to them again. We need the numbers, but keep it tally.
And also let us know, because we might send you a t-shirt or something. Not one of ours, just one I've got in my drawer.
I've got some old t-shirts kicking around. We'll send one out to a competition winner.
I think I've got some really cool, like, Aston Martin ones that I might have lying around, so, you know.
Oh, no, I want that. Have you got, is it a nice t-shirt?
It's one from Le Mans. It's a really cool one. Oh, I just don't wear it anymore.
Okay.
We are now creating a automotive-based clothing swap shop.
Oh my
God. Let's just cancel the podcast. Let's just stop talking about cars. Let's talk about clothes.
That, yeah. So I put a post out on Instagram. Does anyone want to shout out? And then, why should we give you a shout out? The somewhat depressing but solitary response. Oh no, we've sort of had 2 responses. One was my sister, who put, "I'm your bloody sister." I mean, that's a good reason to give a shout out, isn't it?
Yeah, let's give a shout out. Hey. Right.
Yay. She is at Georgie Shaw, spelled Shore, on Instagram. So all, I don't know, what have we got, like 9 followers now? All 9 of our followers, go and follow. Oh, no, we got 43. All 43 followers, go and follow her. 42, because one of them.
Unless she's one of them, yeah.
Yeah, she does support everything I do. She's a good girl. And one other guy who I don't know, James French. Oh, actually knows you. And Ollie, Jay French, James French 95 on Instagram, 24, photographer, filmmaker, kind of handsome looking guy.
Good work.
Go give him a follow as well.
Yeah, get on it.
Give him some love. I don't know if anyone else will reply to this, but we'll see. We'll see. It'll be interesting.
We should do it every week. Again, they might also get a t-shirt, or maybe some
old
socks.
Unwashed t-shirt. I found it at the bottom of the wash bin. We're going to send it out. It has my musk.
What a wonderful musk that is, too.
Also another little shout out for some guys who I think are quite new to the scene. Car Week Podcast. Haven't actually listened to their podcast yet. Will do tomorrow. And we'll see how that goes. I'll report back. But we might do some collab work or cross podcasting or something. I don't know if there's a singular word for that yet, but check those guys out. They're just at Car Week Podcast on Instagram, and they are available on all the same podcast providers we are, so yeah, give them a check. Right, my first car, I'm going for the cheap one first, because I found a gem.
Let's do it in price order. So first of all, what is your continent for said first vehicle?
Asia.
Oh. Ooh. Which Asia?
And it's an automatic, because that's what you get for £1,000.
Yes, it is. Oh, is it? It's not a red, is it?
No, it's
not.
Oh,
good. Oh, good. We got a different color. I mean, oh, interesting.
250 horsepower.
Many horsepowers. That's
respectable.
That's a bargain.
Right?
Yeah.
It's done more or less 100,000 miles.
It's £4 per horsepower, which is a bargain.
That is £4 per horsepower. That's a bargain.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sold as having these incredible features. Electric seat.
Just the one.
Yeah, just one electric seat.
Is it a one-seater? Is it a kit car?
I wonder if that's like an electric chair.
Is it an electric wheelchair? One seat, electric.
Electric windows, electric mirrors, air conditioning. I'm dubious about that.
Many
climate control, CD player. Hang on a minute. I think I see a tape deck. Yeah, it's got a tape deck as well.
I've got some tapes, by the way, if you want some. I bought from my... I've got some tapes in this one, too.
I mean...
Shouldn't I?
No. Oh, you're going to be jealous when I tell you what it is. You're going to be like, oh, why didn't I find that?
I mean, I was trying to work out if you found a magical, like, Subaru Impreza Turbo for less than a grand.
No, I found a Legacy.
Turbo. So close.
1996 P-Reg.
Nice.
It's a gem. It's
a
dark
fine
blue.
Vintage, that as well.
It's actually, I mean, from the angles it's photographed from, looks pretty straight. £900. I might buy that.
Well, when your P38 finally goes.
That is so close to going. That is so close to going. Soon.
Sad.
It is sad, but I need to get something reliable.
It's like that. We're going to fall out this episode, aren't we?
But I'm thinking like a 23-year-old Legacy might be the one.
Hey, don't let your wife hear about that.
Oh, I know.
Oh, sorry.
Okay, so yeah, that's in Bromsgrove as well.
Bromsgrove.
73 miles away.
Sunny Bromsgrove, it.
I don't know if it would make it back from sunny Bromsgrove, but so Subaru Legacy, 1996 GTB, I believe, is the model designation, although he hasn't said it anywhere on here. It's a cool car. James, I'll
say. Yeah, they are. All Subarus are cool cars. Fact.
Yeah, of course.
Even like a stock 1.5 Impreza wagon, cool.
Like the what was it called, a Jarama or something? Which is basically a Daihatsu pickup truck with a Subaru.
Oh, yeah. The Jumbuck.
Jumbuck, that's it. Yeah.
Yeah. It used to come in weird colours, like bright yellow.
Yeah, of course.
And stuff like Subaru. Yeah, I like them. That's cool, yeah. See, I thought about Subarus, but I couldn't find one that did it for me. So I have... So for my pick for the £1,000 limit...
What's your continent?
I'm same continent.
Okay.
But I'm 218 horsepower.
Oh.
I also have in-car entertainment, including cassette tape and CD deck.
Good Lord.
Electric windows all round. Heated electric leather seats.
Seats? Plural?
Yep. Seats.
Oh, what a luxury.
Climate control.
Okay.
3-litre engine. Automatic. Full leather. Full smoker, this one. And it's a 2004.
Oh, that's new.
Burgundy in colour. Lexus GS300.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's a good choice.
Yeah. I am... long before I could drive, my parents looked at this not this exact one, obviously, but a similar era to Lexus GS, and I thought they were, back in the day, I thought they were the coolest cars in the world because they had so much cool kit in them, and they're so comfy.
They are.
I think I fell asleep in the back on like a 20-minute test drive from the dealer, like round Ipswich and back again, and I was just spark out in the back. It was so comfy.
Just so comfortable, I imagine.
And I always thought, you know, the Japanese Mercedes.
Yeah.
A grand for all that motor.
Yeah.
So I was originally going to go for a Jaguar XJ.
Mm,
but yeah, I thought that was kind of cheating because I bought one myself. I did this. I found a nice car for a grand when I was drunk on eBay and actually bought it.
Oh, and, so you have an upper hand here.
That's it. And like you were saying with your legacy, I'm looking at this and thinking, I mean, it's only got 150,000 miles on it. It's Japanese. It'll go on forever.
Yeah.
And it's quite tempting. I mean, 218 brake horsepower, 0-60 in some seconds.
Yeah.
But fully loaded.
And it's a proper, like, waftmobile, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like, they're lovely to drive in.
This one's also got those little plastic window deflector things on it. So, you know, it's...
I think my Legacy did as well. You know, like standard JDM spec wind deflectors.
Yeah, and I've still got a bunch of Elton John tapes from when I had my Jag that have no purpose anymore. So I can just put them straight in there and get cruising.
Yeah.
In an automotive sense, just to add. but yeah.
Question.
Perfect. That one. Perfect. So well, I think £1,000 was almost too easy. And the fact that I found a car dealer called the Affordable Car Centre.
Oh, my God.
Onto amazing. A winner straight away.
Amazing.
So shout out to them. If you want to send me some press cars or some test cars, I'm all ears. Just hook me up.
I'm struggling with my 50K one. I'm looking at the moment. And like you were saying just before we started recording, like... £50,000 is like the magic number. You can get at least one of everything.
Yeah, you can get everything from a nearly new, nice luxury spec 5 series to a 911.
Yeah.
M4. You could probably get a slightly dubious Ferrari in there, maybe an early 360.
Yep.
Maybe a 456, which would be ideal. I wish I hadn't thought of that now. Damn it.
there are two Ferraris listed under 50 grand. Yeah, 456.
Yeah.
And a 348.
Not so keen on the 348, but I actually have a picture of a racing green or a dark green 456 on my study wall. Mm-hmm. I look at most days because I think one day I'm going to have one. But yeah,
I
didn't think that far back. I actually went quite new for my choice.
God, there's an awful lot of choice. Oh God, I have to be careful. Because I'm going to have too many of one continent.
You've got to remember, I think 50K is a tough one because a lot of it's European.
Yep.
And just to give you, you know what's disappointingly not in the 50K bracket, and I really got annoyed about this, because when you went different continents, I got really excited. And the one car I wanted to get doesn't fit in any of the price brackets, and that's a Holden SSU.
I was just looking for Holden.
Yeah. I really wanted one. They're all too cheap.
It's only 22 grand.
The blue one.
It's 2015, Reg.
Yeah.
I could buy us one each.
That's it. You had two.
Yeah.
Like one for weekdays and one for weekends. That would work. But like,
I'm not going to go for that. I'm going to find something better.
Something better than a V8 powered Insignia without missing a back.
Okay, I found it. It's a snip under 50K. It's 47.
Is it 47993?
Yeah.
Is it American?
Yeah.
Is it grey?
Yeah.
So we picked the same car. Wow, what are the odds?
Yeah, okay, all right, I'll pick something different then. Tell you can tell us about that, and then I'll give you my choice afterwards.
But yeah, it's the Chevrolet Corvette Stingray.
Yes, it is.
I say convertible, it's not really a convertible, it's a T-top. But it's a 2014. Oh, man, it's just so cool.
It is. I think it's those that have the neat engine trick that turns it down to four cylinders.
Yeah, they've got the valve shut-off thing.
Yeah.
But it's got, I mean, I wish we lived in a country where it was cool to drive a Corvette. You just can't do it here.
No, it's true.
There's something about the look of them. They look a bit plonkerish. And if you ever see someone, I mean, I apologize to any Corvette owners on here who listen, who live in the UK, but accept the fact, mate, everyone thinks you're an idiot. It's like the other day I went to take my dog for a walk, and a bloke parked up next to us in a bright yellow Hummer H2. And I was like, mate, you're in the wrong country for this. You just look ridiculous.
Yeah.
I bet even your kids are embarrassed to get in that. And the Corvette has the same problem, but actually it's a really, really cool car and I love them, but I'd have to live in America, I think, to ever justify having one, especially when for 50 grand there's a lot of European cars you can get that won't bend when you press bits of them.
Yes, this is very true.
I mean, I'm looking through it now and the interior is not as desirable as one would expect a £50,000 car to be. It makes the Nissan GTR seem luxury. Which was also my other potential if I didn't have a Japanese first car.
Yeah, that would have been a good shout. Really.
But yeah, I mean, I think the best thing about the Corvette and the Stingray in general is that the fact that it's still, you know, everyone else is now turbocharging engines. I'm pretty sure the new Corvette will be something like that now. However, this is 6.2 litre, naturally aspirated, flipping massive V8, loads of noise,
yep,
loads of grunt. Not really a huge amount of performance, but doesn't matter. Just doesn't matter. It's a massive Corvette. And if I couldn't find a Holden for good money, the American was the next choice. Mainly because trying to find an American car for 150 grand was actually quite difficult.
Yeah.
Because the Ford GT is now too expensive. Even started at 300.
Two potentials. I've had to change my search preferences massively.
I mean, just while you're searching, I will compare this to the £1,000 Lexus. This does not have a cassette player.
What?
Nor does it seem to have a CD player. I think this is all just MP3 or whatever the kids are onto these days.
Oh, God, that sounds awful.
Disappointing. Also, doesn't have a handbrake. It's got one of those silly electric ones.
That's outrageous.
It seems to have, according to the pictures, a wheel.
Just one?
I can't see any other photos. Possibly two. It has done 19,000 miles by someone with very, very deep pockets to cover that fuel bill. removable hardtop roof. Lots of carbon fiber. So it is starting to win. Unfortunately, all that carbon fiber seems to be outside as the dashboard is pure chocolate box plastic.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Beautiful.
But other than that, it's just really cool, you know. If you want like 50 grand that's not European, where else do you go? Or Japan, obviously.
There are
Are you there yet?
Yeah, I mean I've found some cars and I'm a bit gobsmacked. So I have found let me find the specific one, because it is that one. It's red.
Oh, good start.
It's 49,950.
You've got change for half a tank of fuel.
Well, I'm going to need it. It's an awful lot faster than your Corvette.
I mean, there were no stats on this advert, so I can't deny or accept that.
Let's see if there are stats on this. I do not believe there are.
So which continent are you from?
America.
Oh.
It comes with a 6.2-litre V8 Hemi, red seatbelts.
So it's got a name of a devil in its name along those lines.
Yeah. It's got manual transmission, though.
Which will last about 20 minutes.
Yes. Yeah. let me have a look at the pictures and see what luxuries this comes with. It's got cup holders.
Well, all American cars have cup holders. They build the cup holders before they build the car.
I mean, this is two kind of obliquely angled cup holders in the center consoles. They look splendid, but I think you'd hit your wrist and elbow on them when you move to change gear. That's not the best design. So this is a Hellcat.
Yes.
For sale by Clive Sutton. And I mean, it looks really nice. The running cost of these things is obscene. You're looking at a set of tires a month if you drive it with any sort of gusto.
Well, that and they get like 3 gallons to the mile.
Oh yes.
So.
Yeah, I think it's slightly worse than that, but yeah. They are. I've been in one. I have actually been in one.
Really?
I've been in one used in anger, and my God, they're quick. Like, it's got to be up there on one of the fastest launches I've ever been in, short of, like, I don't know, an airliner taking off. Yeah, really, really impressive car. That's really interesting. There's slight differences. They obviously use the same spot to take their photos, and they've got two red Challenger Hellcats, but one's 120k and the other's 50.
Is one a demon?
Yeah, I think it's a red eye, actually.
Yeah.
Dodge Challenger red eye.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, absolutely bonkers car. But for 50 grand, I think you'd struggle to get anything faster.
I think you're right there, actually.
Yeah. I mean,
sorry,
no corners. That's sort of the caveat to owning it. Like, no corners ever.
As long as where you live is an exactly straight, like a perfectly straight line from where you work.
Yes.
And there's some kind of turntable at either end, you'll be absolutely fine.
And it's a beautiful sunny day every day. Like, no wet at all.
And there's a tyre shop midway.
Yes.
No matter how far it is.
Yeah. I mean, you almost need like a tyre.
Like a truck. Lorry.
Yeah, a tyre truck just following you around. And maybe a fuel tanker as well. They are slightly thirsty. Yeah.
So this has upset me a little bit because obviously, as I just said, it's very difficult to find an American car for around 150 grand because, like I said before, the Ford GT starts at like 300 now. They're just silly money.
Yep.
And everything else is quite cheap in comparison, apart from the Demon, which is about 120.
Yeah.
And I forgot about the greatest American car, one of the greatest American cars of all time, but I've just found one at Tom Hartley for 130. Yeah.
Yeah, I saw that earlier.
But I'm not doing America. I can't do America for my third and final choice. So that's a real pity.
Yeah.
To be honest. But it's your turn anyway. So
it is. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm getting around that.
So I've gone a bit wayward with this choice.
Good.
It's an Urban Range Rover Sport SVR.
Ah, nice.
There's a little ulterior motive to this. I know a lot of guys that work up at Urban, but the quality of the stuff they produce is incredible. Like, I would say better than Jaguar Land Rover's stuff. Like, just silly things like panel fitment. Like, the Urban, the bumpers and the skirts and everything that Urban are fitting to these cars fit better than the original.
Yeah,
parts they're replacing, they absolutely transform a lot of vehicles. And if I had 150 grand burning a hole in my pocket, I would probably buy a 5-liter SVR off them. They've got a lovely black one up for sale. It's actually 145, so it's kind of reasonable in comparison. Done 2,000 miles, just a lovely, lovely vehicle. Check them out on Instagram at Urban Automotive, I think, to get an idea of what they do. It's special. It's really nice.
There's a surprising number of SVRs in my area, like near where I live, which is interesting.
That's because you live in posh land.
I mean, there is that. I do live in posh land, Poshingtonshire.
Poshingtonshire.
Yeah. So I see a fair few, but yeah, I see quite a few on the drive to work and back, which is always interesting. Because they are a lot of money, but even the standard SVR is really cool. And the stuff I've seen a few of the Urban ones around, and they are really cool pieces of kit. And you know, for a car that, let's face it, was never designed to go off road anyway, to have them just make it even more kind of street present is really cool.
It is.
Yeah,
it is. There is a rumor going around that it comes as standard with a CD with the sounds of polar bears and seals dying in the Arctic from the CO2 emissions from running it. But I mean, other than that, and the economy and performance.
Not economical, yes, performance.
Fuel consumption combined is 18.9. Combined.
That's okay.
Yeah.
I've been in worse.
Much.
So you need to get Ollie back on and find out what the consumption is of his GT40s.
Yeah. I mean,
if he even knows.
You are getting 567 horsepower and 516 foot-pounds of torque. In fact, probably more. I think Urban, I can't remember if they do tweak them or not, but that's certainly the standard figures for an SVR.
So, yeah.
Excuse me, I'm having a bit of a yawn.
Keeping you up.
Yeah, I've just had a long week and I'm only 2 days into it.
Well, you know, if you turned up to record on time, you'd be, you know, be in bed by now. Just
on time and on the right day. I'm sorry, I was barbecuing. Food is more important.
Yeah, to those not aware of this, Rick stood me up last night to record and then turned up 35 minutes late tonight. Doghouse.
Apologise on both profusely.
It felt forced. The apology, that is.
It was forced. I mean, the list of stuff you get with this is insane. I'm not going to read it all out, but...
Doesn't have a tape player, does it?
It has a blind spot monitor.
That's not a tape player.
Power-operated child locks.
For locking your children, I like that.
Yeah.
Keep them in place.
I mean, some of these, I feel like they've just added stuff. It says it's got Range Rover lettering on it.
To me, that's a very important option.
That is an exterior feature right there.
How much extra do you have to pay for Land Cruiser lettering?
Okay, do you know what? I kind of take it back. Urban, this is the most superfluous advert I've ever read. It's just glove box, lockable. Of course it's got glove box. I think maybe Lotus. No, I think Lotus do glove boxes. Caterham?
Caterham don't, no. Not the ones they gave me anyway.
Right. So you've probably got Caterham. BAC probably don't do them. I can't think of many others.
BAC have some surprisingly clever storage solutions, though. I'll give them that.
Yeah, I imagine they do.
Mm. I think you have to sit on it. That tends to work.
Yes. It's got a center armrest. Fine. Push button start. Yeah, okay. I mean, there's just... Like, have a look at the advert. It's almost like three internet pages long of... is that a... Yeah, it's got locking wheel nuts.
Oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, just like really useful information about the car.
I mean, I've got my checkbook out, but I was just about to put it away.
What on earth is brake pre-fill? I mean, I'd hope my braking system was full before.
Yeah, I'm not sure how I feel about that.
That would be sketchy. Yep, 12-volt power socket. Great.
Only one.
Yeah, it says it's singular.
The new Land Rover Discovery has several.
No, James. Bad James.
Sorry.
Save it for the blog.
Oh, okay, sorry.
I'm going with the... what colour is it? I mean, it's black. It's probably got some swanky name, but it's a black...
It's probably like urban black.
Oh, yeah. Noir.
Something like that. Yeah.
I think it's on Vossen alloys. They look really smart on it. Side steps and stuff, and I mean it's a Range Rover. It does Range Rover-y things, but it just looks a little better.
Yeah, and a bit quicker and stuff.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, so that's my number three right there.
Nice. Several of them. I've gone a little bit older.
Okay.
But we're still in Europe. In fact, we're here in sunny England, and I've gone for a 2009 coupe automatic, 6.75-liter engine.
Right. I feel like it's a Bentley Continental.
It's not a Continental. It's cooler, rarer, and just a bit smarter and a bit less football or drug dealery than a Bentley Continental, which, by the way, I love, so no one take offence to that. It is, and it's also, what's the colour? It's in Barnato green with red quilted leather.
Oh, green with red leather.
Mm.
That is a lifestyle choice.
Lots of wood.
Lots of wood.
Bur oak veneers, to be precise.
Bur oak.
Brilliant. And it has a rare one owner. I don't know if that's because the one owner is rare. or the car itself, and it has a sports combination. I don't quite know what that means. I think someone had a few too many sherries when they wrote this one, but anyway, So Bar Nato Green. It's a Bentley Brooklands. 6.7-litre coupe.
Cool.
And it's just, it's the last of that Arnage style look with the quad headlights at the front. And then just this beautiful roofline with pillarless windows front and back as well, so you can have them all the way down. Admittedly, I'd rather have a tan interior, but for the sake of this one, it being the only one I could find that was green, it'll do. And actually, the red is, it's not like BMW 3 Series estate agent red, like that really bright, you know, whorehouse red. It's a really nice more of a Merlot-y colour.
How much is it?
135,000.
Oh, so you got a bit of change to fix it. It gives and it you goes 15, drastically wrong.
Yeah, 15 grand to fix it and fuel it for the first week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's probably what you'd get from it, is like a week.
Yeah. Given that I drove an Arnage, one of the last of that era Arnages, which, you know, is supposed to be fine, hand-built British craftsmanship and all that, and half the bits didn't work, and when I went to open the one of the front veneer flaps, it wouldn't close again.
Oh, wow.
The armrest wouldn't sit still, and the gear selector was quite wobbly. Other than that, it was beautiful and very well made. And this is a car of exactly the same era, but it has two fewer doors and therefore costs 100 grand more.
Well, obviously.
But it's got a lovely leather roof lining as well, so it's a bit like being in one of those special clubs in Berlin. When you're inside.
Where have you found that? Is that on Auto Trader?
Yeah, it's at Marlow Cars, who are infamous for their selection of Bentleys and Rolls Royces that they sell. I probably look at their website once a week thinking, one day I'll, you know, rob somewhere and go there afterwards.
Totally worth it.
But no, I love, as I've said before many times in these episodes, I'm a big fan of Bentleys. I love them. I like to think one day I'll have one. Who knows? Someone might die and leave me some cash. But if not, I can always dream. And the Brooklands is one of those really cool ones that I've never been able to drive, unfortunately. But it's just, you know, it's got that proper, like, old school gangster look to it, because it's a big, like, it's a huge coupe and you've got these massive doors.
Let's go and test drive it.
Yes, give them a call.
Whereabouts in the world are they?
They've got a very reasonable higher purchase price of only 4 grand a month, which is, you know, pocket change if you make
incredibly reasonable
10 grand a month. I think they're down in Surrey somewhere like that.
Hmm.
Bear with me. I'll get our little expert to have a look for us, and by that I mean Google.
How's our executive producer?
She is, she's busy today doing lots of running.
Okay.
And she's currently assisting the actual boss of the house with her packing. She's off to sunny France tomorrow.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, to another wedding. Another wedding.
Another wedding. Why aren't you going?
Because it's in France and I have a new job. I start on Monday, so it's kind of more important. So, funnily enough, Marlow Cars is actually located in the town of Marlow.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Can't believe it.
So we're looking around the Thames, M40, that area, High Wycombe area. Not too far.
I can't believe you picked the green one over the red one.
I just like green. I've got a real thing for racing green and green cars. And like I said, my dream cars, every time I spec them up when I go on those configurators, they're always green with a tan interior. I don't know how many times this is
like maroon. Burgundy. Burgundy with the tan interior, and it actually looks splendid. Or you've got green with what I can only describe as oxblood red and orange walnut.
Yeah.
It's oak burr, isn't it? But it's pretty... Wow. I mean, it's quite a colour
statement.
Scheme.
It's a statement. That's what that is.
Yeah.
That's what I do. I make statements.
That really is a statement. Oh, wow. And, like, there's a picture of it with the doors open, and you can see how well the orange and the red and the green contrast. Like, that's been designed by a blind person.
I beg to differ.
Honestly, it's atrocious.
It's like the blue steering wheel, I think, is the best bit, and the blue armrest. Is it blue or grey? I'm not quite sure.
I think it's just black leather. I think it's just the way the light
hits. Ah, okay. Well, you're a photographer, you'd know more than me about that, so yeah.
That's dubious.
Anyway, it's a big Bentley with a big engine.
It's got a CD changer in the boot and two umbrellas.
Yes, which is essential. And all cars should have all three of those things.
Mm, good lord, that is.
It's got an alarm, air conditioning.
It's got wheels. Comes a stand. It looks like the Bentleys have the little floaty centre caps.
No, they don't, unfortunately.
They're not. Okay, I was going to say, it looks like the front one's not working.
It's upside down.
It is.
Yeah. He's had a few too many beers. He's fine. It's fine.
Oh, I do quite like the red pinstripe down.
I was about to say, in defense of the car, the red pinstripe does tie in with the interior perfectly. So it was definitely well thought out.
It's just that kind of garish orange wood. That's just not working for me.
I will send you a picture off of this of a much worse car that's been specced up in the last couple of weeks. it's the new Rolls-Royce Cullinan, the big SUV. One of them has been delivered to a very famous American car collector who has a bit of a penchant for bizarre and leery colour schemes. And his latest creation is spectacular. So I'll have to send that off air.
Fire it over on Skype chat if you want.
Yeah, if I can find it.
Oh, okay, no worries. I mean, I like the car you've picked. I just don't like the specific I think the Brooklands is a lovely looking Bentley. I still like it's held its value well as well.
Yeah, I mean, considering you can get exactly, you can get the same car with four doors and it's $100,000 less.
Yeah.
Kind of says it all. I know there's more difference than one's the Barnard, the Arnage, and the other one's a Brooklands. There's more to it than that. Obviously, there's far fewer Brooklands out there, which is why you don't see them.
Oh, my God.
They are beautiful. Have you just seen it?
I'm just trying to open it.
You just see what else he has. It's incredible. I can't even say his name because it's an expletive, but you know.
Oh, really? This man owns 10 Rolls-Royce bespoke colours, including orange Cullinan.
And they've named the orange after him, so I don't know how they got there, but...
Wow. Is that a white... Oh.
It's got the crystal spirit of ecstasy, the one that lights up.
Yeah. That's,
Not the gold one that we had, because that was much cooler. Yeah. That was much cooler.
The gold was so classy.
I loved that car.
This is... That's G4 orange, isn't it?
Yeah. I would love a G4 edition Cullinan with like the kayak and the bouncing bike and everything on the roof.
And a Bentayga.
Yeah. I know a guy who's got two G4s. He's got a Discovery 2 and a Discovery 3.
Oh my god, that's cool.
And yeah, he's got an awesome set. And,
that's a rearview mirror is hilarious.
We'll have to put a link to this somewhere.
this is I mean, it truly is a statement.
You're never gonna park it next to another one the same color, let's put it that way.
No, you're definitely not, but you would lose it in a car park full of G4 Land Rovers. That is so similar in color. It's like a slightly brighter Heinz tomato soup colour.
That rearview mirror, though.
Yeah. I mean, all of the little accents that are done in that colour, it's crikey.
So, yeah, that's it. That's our choices this week. Larry coloured Bentleys for me, and just American muscle cars for you.
Yeah, basically. Well, that's standard, yeah.
Yeah, I like it. I think that the more of these we do, the more it says about ourselves that
you're just
a redneck stuck in Bedfordshire.
I am, absolutely.
And I just always
pick up trucks and banjos.
That's it, and I'm always wearing a smoking jacket and slippers, basically. <yeah. laughs> Also, take them off the shower, but other than that,
wow, I can't get over this Rolls Royce. It's incredible. Yeah, we'll share a link of this. It's it's my favourite colour, so I'm struggling not to like the colour. It's just very very much that colour.
Would you buy it in that colour? Actually, don't answer that because
I mean, I wouldn't buy it.
Oh, okay.
Any other car? I mean, a lot of other cars I'd have in that colour.
I think we should speak to Urban about them doing a G4 Urban Range Rover.
Oh, that would be so cool.
There you go. That would look quite smart.
So I have no idea if Lenny listens to this, but if he does, have a little shout out, mate. He's at lenny.urban, perhaps, I think. Probably yeah. lenny.urban. He works at Urban, is their, I think, sales manager. And it's a little bit his influence that influenced my choice today. But he has said at some point he will come and guest on here, so I'm calling him out. Although, because he like says he's a car guy, but only wants to do like one specific subject, I question that. So
is that specific subject mid-90s Fords?
Well, just mid-90s.
Let's face it,
mid-90s,
isn't it?
Like
Max Power Cars,
yeah. Oh God, I really hope he's listening to this. But
I think there has to be one done in person, probably with beers.
Yeah. Oh, that would be really funny as well.
Yeah.
But I'd like to get him on for a whole episode. I think he would be quite entertaining.
Definitely.
Yeah. So speaking to the Car Week guys, I'm going to try and get them on next week, so you guys can look forward to that. And we'll try and do a whole episode with them as well. I think that'd be quite good fun.
Yeah, I think it'd be a good one, definitely.
Because there are three of them,
and that's a lot of air to fill. So we could go.
Yeah, I mean, I think let's just set them off, and we'll go down the pub.
Yeah, that's it. Take a dog for a walk, have a pint, come back, and just close up. Really,
absolutely perfect.
Yeah, perfect.
And oh, it is recording. Sorry, I just had this moment of absolute fear that I'd not press record. Yeah. So
I think that's it this week, isn't it? I think.
I think that's pretty much it. It's been a short and sweet one because we've had no guests to antagonise.
Yeah.
God, I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but he keeps saying that he's going to listen to the podcast and maybe come and guest. But Adam from Adam Towler, who's the deputy editor of Evo, has said he might be interested. I also spoke with Dickie Meaden from Evo, who said he might be interested. So we'll see if anything comes of those. But I'm just going to actively start calling people out when they say, "Oh yeah, we might be interested." I'm going to nag them until they come onto a podcast. Because
you are much better at that than I am. So yeah. I have all faith in you.
I'm fully relentless.
Your ability to walk over to a complete stranger and ask them to be on a podcast is incredible.
Oh yeah.
I just say, "Excuse me, sorry," and walk away.
Well, I mean, it's a gift and a curse, you know.
I think it's how we met as well. So, you know.
I mean, that's entirely possible.
Yeah.
Yeah. So cool. All right, let's wrap it up. Let's do the socials. Just quickly, like we're so close to 100 followers on Facebook, so get on Facebook and share our page. Like, I'd love to crack 100 followers on there. That would be brilliant. We're on Instagram now, although our content on there is not very interesting. It's just sort of placeholders for each episode.
Only for now.
Things
are coming, I'm sure.
Yeah, I'm kind of thinking like we should maybe do a picture of each car that we pick for that week. Certainly would help me keep track. And what else? Do we have a Twitter?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
Do we ever use it?
Yeah, we do. I update it when I remember.
I mean, we have Twitter. I don't even follow it.
It's at 3CarGarage, I believe.
Cool. Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go and follow that now.
And then
I don't use Twitter.
Being
a photographer, it's a bit wordy for me.
I use it to read other stuff. I don't really post much unless it automatically feeds through from my other socials. But yeah, we have one. So it's 3CarGarage. You can find it on there. It's linked through to the World Driven one as well. So
excellent.
And obviously, on that note, I'm at World Driven on Instagram.
Yes.
Yeah. World Driven again on Twitter. I think World Driven Cars possibly on Facebook.
Yeah. Very well driven.
These days,
yeah,
it's busy times. It's all good.
Yeah,
it's all exciting.
I am and continue to be Sprite Photography. On Instagram, Sprite_Photography. And also, I've got a new one, Sprite_Drone. That's a new one. That's just, I bought a drone at the beginning of summer. I'm starting to publish some photos. Facebook is at Sprite Photos. Twitter, I think, is at Sprite Photos as well. And yeah, that's about it for me, I think.
Yeah, we'll probably whack a feeler out in the next couple of weeks when we get to do our next episode and
yeah,
see what you guys want to hear about, if at all. Yeah.
I might throw it out to the Car Week guys, see if they have any input on this.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah.
It'll be some good fun.
All right.
Cool.
So yeah, to everyone, thanks for listening. Oh, it's been a super shout-out-y episode, hasn't it?
It has. We've been far too generous with our time. We should really start charging them for this.
Oh, I'm gonna invoice my sister right now. Can't believe she made me give her a shout-out. That's so rude.
Yeah,
just gonna have one quick last check and see if anyone else has requested a shout-out. Jono's bike ride, because James loves me.
Ah, he's my local stalker.
Is he?
Yeah, he is. He's a great guy. He lives near me. And he often sends me pictures of me driving, which is slightly disconcerting.
Not at all.
Good guy. Yeah. All right, Jono. How's it going, mate? Big shout out.
And he was, it looks like, Brands Hatch for the final W Series race. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
I was there. In fact, he might have a picture of me on there inadvertently. Cool. So, yeah, Jono's bike ride. Thanks for the message on Instagram. That is just at Jono, spelled JonosBikeRide. James's weird stalker. So, yeah. Again, thank you everyone for listening. And we'll be in touch real soon with some more.
Yeah, thank you everyone.
Yeah.
Ciao.
Do you know what would be super convenient? Like, if I just had the music on like a tape deck.
Old school. I could just press play.
Yeah. That'd be really cool.
It's really funny because whenever I think of the music, I always think of the old Top Gear music, not the flashy jazzy version, but like the original mid-90s version of Jessica. Yeah. With like the banjo. And that's all I think of in my head. I know that's not the song, but maybe
while we're doing like our post-goodbye thing, just another shout out to Robbie, who did our intro music. He's my brother-in-law. He's a bloody incredible guitarist.
Yeah, it's a really cool intro.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to... Yeah, he's just at Robbie Rockmiller on Instagram. He does like little tuition videos and things like that. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Go check him out. So yeah, let's can it. You know,
let's do it.
Let's stop. And
I'm going to bed.
Yeah,
to be honest,
it's 10:30 at night.
Yeah,
yeah. All right, I'm going to stop recording. I'm going to find the button.
Cool.
And we're like 3 minutes away from recording for an hour.
I don't know what to do.
I don't know.
I'm at that point. My office is really hot, and I'm kind of going,
James, I've got two fridges and my computer in here, and my office turns into a sauna.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun. So I get hot easily as well.
Yeah, I'm kind of the same. It was horrible the other day. I won't tell you how I described it to my work colleagues, but yeah, it was not the one.
What can they imagine? I've got an air conditioner in the next room, so I'm looking forward to a cold glass of water and some cool air.
I am certainly going to be getting a glass of water in a moment. Yeah. Good Lord.
How close are we?
Oh, Christ. 2 minutes.
What?
2 minutes. Have you got anyone you want to shout out? We've got 2 minutes. Let's make it count.
I think we've done it all now, to be honest. I'm trying to think. Oh, remember Darren, who called in once?
Oh, yeah.
We'll give him a shout out because he's going to be heartbroken on Friday because we worked together on and off for 4 years, and I'm finally leaving the company again. So he hasn't got me bugging him all day talking about cars in the office. So shout out to you, Darren.
Oh.
I'll see you soon. Go well. And that's it, really.
Where's your new job based? Is that over your way?
Yeah, it's in near Cambridge.
So okay.
It's nice and easy. It's quite convenient. Some might say it was well planned.
Yes. Yeah.
The only problem is a commute like that's begging for a V8.
Yeah, that's the problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
What about a diesel V8?
What do you mean, like a big off-road one?
Yeah.
That's a separate conversation to be had with the one that says yes or no.
I feel like I need more Range Rover buddies in my life.
Yeah, I do. I mean, obviously having the car that I don't like to talk about, because you keep telling me off, having that again has really made me miss mine. It's made me miss my old Discovery a lot, more than I already did. And need to say, I've been doing lots of research on how I can justify them. And it's not looking great. However, there's always a backup plan.
Yeah.
Give it 3 months. I'll find an excuse. Be fine. It'll be fine.
I think you need a big 4x4. It'll be winter soon.
Got a big dog. I mean, she's not, but she's a dog.
She thinks she's a big dog.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. Exactly. Right. Well, that is almost our. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Bye, guys. You've got your money's worth. We are out.